frogs and salamanders get a new place to breed, thanks to a restoration project at Ohiopyle State Park in Fayette County. I visited recently to take a look. Driving up a gravel road towards the site, you see the old outbuildings of the former Ohiopyle Therapeutic Wilderness Camp, a residential program for kids that provided mental and behavioral treatment till 2008. The camp also left a giant cement swimming pool that needed to be removed.
It was an engineering feat. It was a bit of a marvel.
That's Joanne Albert of the Pennsylvania Natural Heritage Program at the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. The site, about half an acre, is between a spring and a small stream.
And there was piping from both sources of water into this pond that was very deep cement with rebar, a big dam at the end, and up to 9 feet deep at the far end.
She says it was a liability. So last summer, the park, the conservancy, and partners broke up the cement with heavy machinery and set about restoring this area to a more natural state.
We created a little series of vernal ponds and this wet meadow, which looks sort of lumpy right now, but it'll settle out into a like sort of a natural, hummocky, wet meadow.
It still looks a little like a construction site because the buttonbush and other native species planted here last year haven't sprouted up yet. But it's the little puddles between the mounds of dirt that are the main attraction.
A vernal pool is sort of an ephemeral wetland, so it's designed to dry out annually or at least every few years. The reason we want that to happen is to keep fish from living there because the animals that use it have a better breeding success when they don't have a predator in the pond with them.
The animals they're hoping to attract are amphibians that have to travel from the surrounding woodland, where they live most of their lives, to the vernal pools to mate and lay their eggs. The eggs hatch, the larvae develop, and then they leave the pool and head into the forest before the pools dry out.
In this particular area, those animals were using degraded habitat, like road ruts, little puddles that might not remain wet long enough to support the life cycle. So there definitely was a lack of habitat here for them. Oh, look, it's a little red-spotted newt. How cool are they? Look at them go. These are the ones that live in the more permanent ponds as well as vernal pools. These guys were here in the big cement pond, but they're still taking advantage of this more natural habitat. And I like to think they might be happier here. So, but look how cute he is. Little yellow belly.
I totally would have stepped on that.
Yeah.
Ryan Miller, a zoologist with the Pennsylvania Natural Heritage Program, is also here to show me some of the other species they're checking on today.
The sides are mostly solid and compacted.
He leads me along the edge of the meadow and around a deep spring-fed pool. Water bubbles out of the hillside and makes a slow serpentine to the bottom, where the concrete of the old swimming pool has been buried.
Let's head down here. Watch your step.
In between is the marshy meadow.
So what we have here, if you look real close, you have what were two egg masses of wood frogs that were left here probably about a week ago, maybe less. And now the tadpoles are hatching out of the eggs.
Hundreds of them. They're dark brown and just a couple of centimeters long, swimming around the edges of these gelatinous round masses.
They're really, really kind of alien looking. That's a spring peeper frog. They're only about the size maybe of a quarter or a little bit larger than a quarter. They're very, very small. They're very hard to find too. They're brown with a little darker brown X on their back is a way to identify them.
Jefferson salamanders, spotted salamanders, and green frogs are other species they expect to use this habitat. And another resident that Albert spots at the center of the meadow. Tell me who we're looking at here.
These are American toads. They're mating. Their egg masses are really distinctive. They're long, ropey strings, basically, that tend to like intertwine with little dark spots, which are the eggs, you know, the embryos. And they come a little bit later like this in the once things warm up a little bit like they are now.
And this is the female. She's pretty big. She's like a couple of inches.
Female's quite a bit larger than the male. He's sort of hitching a ride there.
Is that technical term?
Yeah. It's called amplexus. But you can see he's kind of grabbed around behind her underarms there, her front legs, hanging on tight.
Vernal pools face threats like tree succession, where the surrounding woods encroach on the wetland, and human development. Warming temperatures from climate change could also impact these habitats.
The period when the pools stay wet could potentially become shorter. Might not stay wet enough long enough for those eggs and larvae to develop into adults. And we could see a shorter breeding window.
Joanne Albert says they also completed a stream restoration just yards away that included removing dams, clearing the way for native brook trout to return. She says it and the wetland restoration are special because often when people change the landscape with infrastructure like swimming pools and dams, it's changed forever. Not so here.
This may look messy right now, but this is going to be heaven for some of these little creatures that we're targeting.
For the toads trilling in the meadow, it already is. There's more about this project, along with some photos of those toads, at alleghenyfront.org/wildpa. You'll find all of the stories from the Wild PA series there, too. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.